This is John Warren from the Adirondack Almanac with your look at outdoor recreation conditions around the Adirondacks for this weekend. Expect seasonably cool but mostly pleasant weather, although there is a chance for passing showers through the weekend. Cold mountain valleys dipped into the 30s last night, but nighttime lows should be mostly in the 40s this weekend. Last week, a party of hikers was stranded by rising waters and forced to spend an unplanned night in the woods. At this time of year, it's easy to become complacent with temperatures at the trailheads in the 60s or 70s. Always plan for an unexpected night in the woods. And at this time of year, that could mean freezing temperatures. Although Labor Day weekend has passed, popular areas will remain crowded through Columbus Day weekend. Parking areas will continue to fill early along Route 73. If you're planning on visiting the Eastern High Peaks, have alternative hikes handy in the event parking is unavailable. The Garden Trailhead parking remains closed and only accessible via the shuttle from Marcy Field. Starting next weekend, Essex County will be offering a free shuttle running between Lake Placid Village and the trailheads at Whiteface Landing, Copperas Pond, and at the Bear Den Trail and Ski Lodge at Whiteface. Those are alternative family-friendly hikes in the High Peaks area where you can avoid the crowds. The 90-miler Adirondack Canoe Classic will take place this weekend along the original highways of the Adirondacks from Old Forge to Saranac Lake. Expect the paddle route and the Lake Eaton and Fish Creek campgrounds to be busy with paddlers and spectators. The route includes the Fulton Chain, Racket Lake, the Marion River, Eckford Chain, Blue Mountain and Long Lakes, the Racket River and Saranac Lakes and the Saranac River, across Oceda and Lake Flower to the village of Saranac Lake. There has been a bit of rain that has brought rivers and streams up some, but they remain at summertime lows. Water temperatures remain warm in the mid-60s to lower 70s, although a few colder waters are nearing 60 degrees. And finally this week, DEC has rehabilitated and opened Golf Brook Road into Boris Ponds. The road goes past the Labir Flow put in for paddlers to the Four Corners, a mile from the ponds. Bicyclists can continue to the gate 500 feet from the water. Those are the local outdoor conditions in the Adirondacks for this weekend. For North Country Public Radio, this is John Warren from the Adirondack Almanac, online at AdirondackAlmanac.com.